Okay, today we have a special speaker in our midst. That is Reverend Dr. Sam Goh. He is currently a professor of Old Testament in Singapore Bible College. And he's married with two grown children. And for the rest of it, he will introduce himself. And also for those of us going for a retreat, we look forward to having this opportunity to get to know him. 现在我们要邀请我们特别讲员，就是我们退休会的讲员哦。他是在新加坡神学院教这个旧约的神学，所以呢，他跟我讲，他结婚了，有两个成人的孩子。那我们希望接下来的几天呢，我们可以有这个机会更认识他。所以我们来热烈的掌声来欢迎他。 Let us welcome him.
Hello. I'd like to thank Pastor Isaac for the very brief and very nice introduction.
谢谢唐牧师这个简略和的介绍.
I'm thankful to the Lord, and also I'd like to thank your church for the privilege to be the speaker of this year's camp.
我感恩，也要感谢教会有给我这个机会，在今年的退休会来做讲员.
Through the story of Abraham, we're going to explore a few important spiritual issues or themes which are relevant to the church or also to us individually.
接着亚伯兰的故事，我们来思考一些的重要的话题，就是特别有关我们个人的生命和教会的生命。
There are altogether five messages.
一共有五堂。
And today and this morning is only the first one.
而今天的就是第一讲。
I'd like to tell you that this is just a starter.
这只是一个开胃菜。
The main menu is coming if you join us in the camp.
那主餐呢，你要去退休会才可以享用。
The first one.
第一,
the starter. I'd like to explore the significance of blessing upon us.
我要思考这个福气的这个意思。
I think the idea of blessing is not unfamiliar to every one of us here.
我相信我们大家都了解这个福气的意思。
The question is, do we really understand this term or this concept biblically?
但是从圣经的角度，我们真的了解祝福的这个词汇吗？
This is especially pertinent to us who are Chinese.
这特别对华人的基督徒特别的重要。
Every time we have Chinese New Year, we have this character, right? 福。
每次过春节的时候，我们都会看到这个词。
And we like this fu, especially when we associate with prosperity.
我们喜欢福这个字，因为它跟发财有关。
So a lot of my foreign friends, you know, they don't know Chinese, but they know 发财。
所以呢，我有一些外国的朋友，虽然不了解中文，但是他了解这个发财这个意思。
Now in the Chinese culture, you can't separate 发财from福。
而在华人的传统里面呢，你不能把这个发财跟福的意思割开。
We love this character fa, and that's why number 8 is so important.
我们喜欢发这个字，所以为什么八号是很重要？
八八八 fa fa fa, right?
八八八 eight fa fa fa.
But there's another kind of fa that we don't like.
但是另外一种发我们是不喜欢的。
It's called 发福。
就是发福。
Look at your tummy, you know.
看看你的肚子。
You know what I mean.
你就知道我的意思。
Mine's not bad.
我的还不错。
As Chinese, somehow we can't separate the idea of prosperity, 发财, from the word 福。
身为华人呢，有时候我们很难辨别那个发财和福的意思。
But in fact, the Bible has a different meaning or has a different significance when it comes to the word 福 here.
Okay. 但事实上，从圣经来看，对这个福的字是有不同的意思。
The word blessing in the Bible.
在圣经中讲到福气，
It's very rich.
是非常丰富的一个意思。
It covers a lot of things.
它包括了很多不同的层面。
The semantic field is just very broad.
是包括了不同的层面的意思。
But as a whole, it means holistic life.
但是它是说个全人的生命。
So it's not just prosperity. It's not just material things.
这不只是发财物质上的丰盛。
But about all the aspects of life here today in the present world.
而是讲到今世的我们各个层面的全人的生命。
And in this sermon, I'm going to show you also that ultimately, blessing has to do with the final destiny of humanity.
所以今天在经文中，我要让你们看到说，讲到福呢，其实跟我们最终的目的地有关。
Now, as Christians, we believe we've been transformed, right?
我们身为基督徒，我们相信我们要被更新。
But has our concept of blessing been transformed too?
但是我们对福这个字的意思定义有没有改变呢？
I ask this question because for most Christians, I realize when it comes to blessing, they think in terms of special gifts from God, materially.
我问这个问题，因为我发现很多的基督徒，当我们想到福这个字的时候，我们想的是礼物，是物质的。
If you go to one of the small cafe here on top of the Queenstown MRT station,
如果你到那个地铁站的这个一个小餐厅的时候
，you see a Chinese couplet there.
你看到一个这个中文的对联。
And the meaning of the couplet basically, you know, you got enough clothing, enough food, because God blesses you.
对联的意思，我们有衣食住行都足够，就神的祝福。
And another. A thing that is considered special blessing from God is the fact that you enjoy longevity.
而长寿也是其中祝福的一部分。
So even after being Christians,
所以虽然我们是成为基督徒了
，our idea of blessing may not have been transformed significantly.
我们对祝福这个字的了解是否也被更新了
？I mention this because at that cafe, I saw a cross hung on the wall.
我这么提到这个话题，因为当我到那餐厅的时候，看到在墙上有一个十字架。
I gather the proprietor is a Christian.
原来那个餐馆的主人呢是一个基督徒。
That's where the couplet mentions the Lord and God.
所以呢，那对联提到爱和上帝。
It goes to show that this brother, you know, who's running this cafe, may not have, you know, the idea that the character blessing means a lot more other things than the material things.
或许呢，这揭示了这个弟兄对福这个字没有全面的一个了解。
Most importantly, I think for Christians,
对基督徒来说最重要的
，they tend to look at blessing just a gift for them to enjoy, but they have never thought that actually behind this gift there's responsibility.
我们看到福这个字，我们都单单认为它是一个礼物，让我们享受，但我们确实没有看到那责任。
There's a kind of stewardship behind every blessing.
它是一个托付，我们要做一个管家。
Is it true?
是吗
？How do I know?
我怎么知道
？Well, I have to go back to the beginning.
我们要回到原先的这个托付。
The original story about God's creation.
回到创造的故事。
You see, you find there, actually, blessing is a kind of stewardship.
我们看到其实祝福呢是一种托付。
The stewardship of blessing is originally ours.
这个祝福的托付原本是属于我们的。
After creating the first humans,
上帝创造了第一个人类的时候
，The Bible says God blessed them.
神说圣经说神祝福他们。
And the blessing is expressed in terms of being fruitful and multiplying many children.
而这祝福是要生养众多，有很多的孩子。
But there is a purpose of that blessing.
但是他那个祝福也是有一个目的的。
That is to subdue the earth and all other creatures.
就是治理这地，管理所有的动物。
So this blessing of many children comes with this mandate or this stewardship.To subdue or to rule over all other creation.
所以神给我们的祝福要生养众多，有很多的孩子，也有一种托付，就是要怎么治理他的创造。
The original idea was that God created humans in His image.
原来呢，神是按照他的形象造人。
And then the humans there, that the couple would produce peoples or children who would rule over the earth and.Manifesting God's image.
所以这些按神形象所造的人，他们产生的孩子，这些孩子是管理神的国度，彰显他的形象。
In short, the purpose of blessing here in the original context is that the earth will be ruled by righteous kings.
所以呢，在这里的这个语境当中，让我们看到说，神给祝福是要让那些整个世界被正义的国王管理。
So righteous kings were expected out of this blessing.
所以神赐福他们是要有正义的国王。
Unfortunately, this blessing was lost in Genesis 3.
可惜的是，在创世纪三章，我们失去了这祝福。
And it was turned into a curse.
它变成一个咒诅。
After the fall,
我们堕落以后
，God said to the people, Eve,
神对夏娃说
I will surely multiply your pain.
我必多多加增你怀胎的苦处。
Instead of multiply, your descendants, I'm going to multiply your pain.
本来是要给他生养众多，现在是给他更多的痛苦。
And instead of blessing, God said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it, and all the days of your life."
本来是个祝福，他变成一个咒诅。他说你必终身受影响，这被这个咒诅。
After Genesis 3.
而这个以后呢
？You would see a string of curses.
你看到神给一连串的咒诅。
All the way up to chapter 11.
直到创世纪第十一章。
Altogether,
一共呢
？In Genesis 3 through Genesis 11, you'll find the word curse used 5 times.
从创世纪三章到十一章，你会看到有五次提到咒诅。
It suggests that humanity after Genesis 3, they started.Living under God's curse.
所以呢，这意味着在创世纪三章以后，人类就是堕入在神的咒诅当中。
To reverse this,
要逆转呢
？God now is telling Abraham or promising him that I am going to reverse this with blessing.
神要逆转这个咒诅变成祝福，是借着亚伯拉罕。
So in his call to Abraham, he said to Abraham, "Go from your country, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so that you will be a blessing. I shall bless those who bless you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed."
所以他在呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他这么说：“你要离开本族本乡，往我所要指示你的地方去，我必赐福给你。你也要叫别人得福。”为你祝福的，我必赐福他们，地上万族都要因你得福。
Can you count how many times the word bless or blessing occurs here?
可以数几次吗？讲这祝福出现几次
？Your mathematics is good.
五次，你数学很好。
Now why five?
为什么五次呢
？Maybe you've read this passage many times, but you may not notice.
可能你听了这个信息很多遍，但你从来没有注意到。
The five sort of blessings here are to counter the 5 curses mentioned earlier.
这里五次提到祝福，其实是要逆转之前提到五次的咒诅。
This is what I would call great reversal.
所以我说这是大翻转。
The 5 occurrences of curse now are going to replace by the 5 occurrences of blessing.
五次的咒诅现在被五次的祝福取代。
The idea is so that humanity one day would come out of God's curse and return to God's blessing.
这意思说，有一天我们被咒诅的人会离开这个咒诅，回到神的祝福中。
In this context, blessing does not mean material good things.
所以这语境当中，让我们知道说，这个祝福不是指着物质的祝福。
Rather, it means freedom from curse.
而它意思是从咒诅中得到自由。
Because people who are under curse, regardless of how wealthy they are, how great they are in terms of their material possessions, they are not considered blessed.
因为如果我们是在受咒诅的，不管你有多有钱，生活多舒服，那不是一个祝福。
God's idea is that one day he told Abraham, I promise you this, that one day I would reverse this whole thing.
神对亚伯拉罕说的是，有一天我要逆转这一切。
And that promise was fulfilled 2,000 years ago on Calvary.
而这个应许呢，是在2000年前加略山上得到应允了。
As Paul says here in Galatians, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
就如使徒保罗说，在加拉太书三章说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Jesus fulfilled the promise of his Father by being a curse for us on our behalf.
耶稣啊，就是为我们承担了这咒诅，就是在十字架上。
So that the promise may be fulfilled.
以致神可以完全的应允他的应许。
So in short.Blessing is not just a gift.
所以呢，祝福不单单只是一个礼物。
It's not just about material things.
不单只是指着物质的东西。
It's not just about health.
不单只是讲到你的健康。
But about God's original plan.
而是讲到神原来的计划。
To rescue us from out of curse.
就是把我们从咒诅中拯救出来。
Back to God's blessing.
回到神的祝福中。
This is God's promise.
这是神的应许,
and it is now given to us through Jesus Christ.
而是现在借着耶稣基督赐给我们,
it's a gift, it is also a responsibility or stewardship.
它是个礼物, 但也是个托付, 我们要做管家。
Unfortunately, today, a lot of Christians' understanding of blessing has no such historical context.
可惜的是今天可能一些的基督徒我们对祝福这个词汇呢没有脱离了它原来历史的意思。
This is just cut into the present and understand the meaning of blessing in terms of today, in terms of what is happening now in the present life.
我们只借着今天的生活今天的世界来了解祝福这个词。
This is exemplified, I think, by you know, many sermons in some mega churches.
这个观念呢，或许在有一些的巨型教会中你会听到。
And those sermons are very much welcomed by Chinese because very close to the idea of 发财。
而我们华人喜欢这种的信息，因为它有关发财。
The history of blessing is ignored in these sermons.
可是它却脱离了历史的意思。
The idea of freedom from curse is ignored and pushed aside.
从咒诅得到自由的这个观念呢，没有被提上，被遗落了。
So they end up having a very, very narrow idea of blessing.
所以他们对祝福的了解非常狭窄。
Although they've been transformed a little bit, but they still tend to look at it gifts for themselves.
虽然他有经过一些的更新，可是呢，看到祝福还是觉得祝福就是给我的礼物。
Whereas history tells us that this gift was given to humanity plus stewardship.
而历史让我们看到说，祝福是一个礼物，但是它也是一个托付。
The idea here today is that we have to get away from such a narrow idea of understanding of blessing.
所以我们要脱离这个狭对祝福狭窄的理解。
We have to turn away from sermons or messages which look at blessing only presently without a history.
我们要看的是要了解祝福的意思，不单只是在今天的世界来了解，而是要从历史的角度来理解。
That's what I heard on YouTube by Reverend Kong He, who said prosperity means constant success, growth, wealth, and good fortune.
这是我在油管上从康熙牧师的讲道中听到，他说，兴旺是不断的成功、蓬勃、成长、繁荣、财富和好运。
Are these representing God's blessing?
这是代表神的祝福吗？
I guess so.
我想是。
But
但是
this kind of blessing is without its history.
但是我们对这样的一个对祝福这样的一个理解是脱离了它原来的语境。
Without its original purpose.
我们忘记了它原来的目的。
It's back to prosperity alone.
就是只是要发财。
And many years ago, there was this bestseller.
好多年前有一个最受欢迎的一本书。
Which reflects a similar idea.
也反映了同样一个一种意思。
This book was very famous and sold like hotcakes in those days. And the title is The Prayer of Jabez.
这本书是亚比斯的祷告。
It's based on only one verse in 1 Chronicles.
是按照圣经中历代志上的一个经节。
And people love this book because they believe or they thought, you know, this would show them the way to get blessed materially.
所以很多人喜欢这本书，因为他觉得说，哦，这个是让我可以在物质上有财富的方法。
Again, this is the understanding of God's blessing without its original context.
同样的，他们理解祝福是脱离了原来的圣经的语境。
Which confines itself to the Chinese idea of prosperity.
我们只限制在神的这个，这个限制在华人对祝福的一个理解。
We are reminded today through the story of Abraham.
可是今天从亚伯拉罕的故事中，
blessing is a stewardship.
祝福是一个托付。
Stewardship of blessing is originally ours.
本来就是属于我们的。
We can now reflect on all the blessing we receive today.
所以我们要回想说，今天你领受了什么祝福？
Look at those blessings.
看看那些的祝福。
Have you ever thought that those blessings actually have come to us with a mandate, with responsibility, with stewardship?
你有没有想过，你生命中领受的祝福，其实它有一个托付，你要做一个管家，它有一个责任。
Or haven't we, you know, sort of realized that these are not just gifts?
你有没有发现说，这不仅仅是礼物？
They were given to us with a purpose.
这些礼物给我们是有个目的。
We have to ask then, what is my stewardship?
所以我问的是，我要如何做管家？
What is my responsibility?
我的责任是什么？
Well, Abraham now is promised this special kind of blessing.
亚伯拉罕神给他一个特别的祝福。
However, if you look at the story,
可是当我们回到故事当中
，you find that Abraham is rather different.
亚伯拉罕有点不一样。
When you compare him with his ancestors,
特别你像跟他当他对比他的祖宗的时候就不一样。
You look at his genealogy in chapter 10 or in chapter 5.
我们来看啊，在创世纪五章十一章的这个家谱。
I know that genealogies are not very welcome by Christians, especially you don't do that during your devotion, right?
啊，我知道我们有时候特别灵修的时候，我们从来没有去看那个家谱。
Because when you read that, there are a lot of names, like you know, in the telephone books in the olden days, right? There are a lot of names, and you don't know any one of them.
因为我看这些家谱的时候，就好像我们以前的时候看那种电话书哦，电话簿，我们所有的人都不认识。
But if you look at the names in Genesis 5, the names in Genesis 10,
当我们看到创世纪五章十章的这些名字的时候
，you find that Abraham comes from a very blessed family line.
你看到亚伯拉罕是从一个非常蒙福的家族出来的。
Yeah, in that family line, you see Enoch.
你看到以诺。
You have Noah.
有挪亚。
And other people who were greatly blessed with many children.
而是还有其他人是蒙福很多的孩子的人。
Abraham, however,
但亚伯拉罕呢
？Has one big problem.
有一个大的问题。
If blessing is not restored and promised to him.
他没有经历到这个祝福。
Why is he not able to multiply at least?
如果他有这个蒙福呢，为什么他没有孩子呢
？As Genesis 11:30 says, now Sarai was barren; she had no child.
创世纪十一章三十节说，撒拉不生育，她没有孩子。
And because of that, it troubles him, and then he complains a number of times.
所以呢，他感到困扰，他常常在埋怨神。
This is one of his complaints here.
这是一个他其中的一个埋怨。
Oh Lord, what will you give me for I continue childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? You have given me no offspring and a member of my household will be my heir.
主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要继承受我家业的大马士革人以利以谢。你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Look at my ancestors.
看看我的祖宗。
They are blessed with many children.
他们很多的孩子。
Enoch, Noah.
以诺、挪亚。
But why am I so different?
但为什么我不一样呢
？Why not, you know, giving me children too?
为什么你不给我孩子呢
？Apparently.
原来。
What God has given to Abraham here is something different from others.
确实神所赐福给亚伯拉罕的是跟其他人有一点不一样。
There's this stewardship given to him when it comes to descendants.
他有个托付，讲到后裔的时候是有托付的。
And this is mentioned in Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章提到这个。
In your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
Because of that.
因为这样。
Abraham has a unique experience.
亚伯拉罕有一个特别的经历。
Unique blessing comes with unique stewardship.
一个特别的祝福也意味着有特别的托付。
It's not just giving him many children,
不单单只是有很多的孩子。
But the idea, the ultimately God wants to bless the nations again through his children, his descendants.
而上帝要再次祝福万民，就是借着他的孩子。
At the moment, however, Abraham has this big problem.They cannot have children.
但是目前他有一个困难，他们不能生育。
Sarai was barren and had no child.
再来不能生育，他们没有孩子。
Why and how?
为何如何
？Well, to go back to the uniqueness again.
我们回到神的独特性。
If you read through the story of Abraham,
你读亚伯拉罕的故事
，you find God's timing is just unique to every individual in the Bible.
神的时间也是对所有圣经中的人物也是独特的。
Look at his ancestor Noah.
看他的祖先挪亚。
God called him when he was 600 years old.
六百岁的时候蒙召。
Then Moses later on.
后来摩西。
Was called when he was 80 years old.
八十岁的时候蒙召。
And by the time God called Abraham.
但亚伯拉罕呢
？He was 75 years.
他是七十五岁蒙召。
None of them is the same in terms of the timing of receiving God's calling.
他们被蒙召的岁数是不一样的。
And in terms of blessings,
而讲到祝福
there is also some kind of uniqueness there.
也是不同。
Enoch,
以诺
enjoy normal procreation, had many children.
有正常的生养众多。
Noah,
挪亚
enjoy normal procreation,
也是一样。
But When it comes to Abraham, very difficult.
但来到亚伯拉罕, 他就是很难的生养。
After he got only one son when he reached 100 years old.
100岁的时候才得到一子。
Unique.
特别。
Different from Noah, different from Enoch.
跟挪亚、以诺不一样。
So when it comes to stewardship as blessing, I noticed something in the story of Abraham.
如果祝福是一个托付, 那我从亚伯拉的故事中学到一个功课。
And that something is uniqueness.
就是
Blessing is uniquely ours.
这个祝福是独特的，为你量身定做。
If you look at the command given to Abraham,
神给亚伯兰的使命。
God said, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you."
你要离开本地本族，父家，往我所指示你的地去。
In other words, there is no journey prepared or designed for Abraham, which is uniquely his.
这意思就是说, 这个整个旅途给亚伯兰的是为, 是特殊的, 是为他量身定做的。
It's not for his kindred, it's not for his father's house.
跟他的家族, 跟他的父亲家不一样。
But separately from all these.
他是要分别出来。
A path, a special experience designed for Abraham only.
是为亚伯拉罕量身定做的一个道路，一条路。
Yes.
是的。
It's unique.
它是有特殊的。
This is, I think, important, especially when we are so familiar with the idea of expecting the same result using the same method.
那如这样子，我们要理解，我们有时候要借着同样的方式。 得到同样的结果。
And we want to be somebody else instead of ourselves.
我们要像别人而不是自己。
This reminds me of what I call bubble tea myth.
这个让我想起这个, 泡泡茶的迷思。
You know, when bubble tea first introduced to Singaporeans,
你知道当, 我们新加坡第一刚有泡泡茶的时候,
in a matter of a few months, you would see bubble tea shops everywhere.
到处呢，几个月里面到处都是有这卖泡泡茶。
Because for those people, you know, this was a method to make money.
因为这是一个赚钱的方式。
Single method, same result.
一个方式，同样的结果。
Bubble tea myth.
就是泡泡茶的迷思。
It represents a formula.
它是一个方程式。
Now this can be also seen, I think, in our concept of blessing today.
所以有时候我们看到祝福也同样的意思，也想法。
For example, a lot of people like to read books such as these.
你像我们喜欢看这样这一类的书。
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
这个跟 成功有约。
Stephen Covey.
这个作者所写的。
Now this book seems to give the idea.
在这本书里面,
if we acquire the seven habits,
你有这七种,
we would be very effective.
你有这种七种习惯, 你就生命会有效。
I mean effective in terms of money making.
就是在赚钱方面有效。
Is it true?
是吗?
Well, you may have all the seven habits,
你可能有这种七种的习惯,
but there's no guarantee you get the same effectiveness.
但结果不一定是一样的。
You may not see the same success.
你不一定有经历同样的成功。
I think the most effective person in terms of, you know, making money is Stephen Covey himself.
我想最成功的就是作者本身。
Because this book sells so well.
因为他的书, 畅销。
He basically loves his way to the bank.
所以呢, 他就是赚了很多钱。
There's no formula. When it comes to God's blessing.
来到神的祝福是没有方程式的。
Going back to the prayer of Jabez, that another bestseller.
亚比斯的祷告中,
a lot of people believe that if they just recite the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles, they experience what Jabez experienced.
很多人认为说我只要念耶比斯的这个祷告，我就可以经历他的祝福。
One single method to get the same result.
一个方程式可以同样的结果。
Without slowly and unwittingly, the prayer of Jabez become a mantra.
所以呢, 不知不觉中, 耶比斯的祷告呢, 变成一种咒语。
It's no more a prayer, it's a mantra.
一种的, 我们所常用的一种话。
It becomes very formulaic.
不是一个真正的祷告, 而是一个方程式。
I was a pastor for 10 years.
我牧养了10年。
I pastored a small congregation, a daughter church of Mount Carmel BB Church.
我在加密笃信圣经长老会牧养。
That small congregation, daughter church, had only about 60 over people.
当时有60多个会友。
Now, my dream that they, in those days was I want to grow this church into like a mega church.
当时我想，哇，我要我的教会成长，像一个巨型教会。
So books about church growth, about leadership like this, you know, would be welcome.
所以呢，我常读这些有关教会增长的书。
But over the years, I realized.
可是多年里面，我发现。
You may learn all these things.
你可以学这些的方式。
That may not be able to change your church.
但是也没有办法改变教会。
Every church is given. A kind, a special blessing, a unique blessing.
每个教会是蒙福的教会。
We cannot depend on one formulaic method to get the same success.
我们不可能单靠一个方程式来得到一个结果。
Unfortunately, many Christians do not realize this.
但很多基督徒却不了解这个事实。
And I found out actually, Zen Buddhism understands this better.
我发现这个佛教呢，对这个比较理解。
In Chinese Zen Buddhism.
在佛教中,
There's this story about one finger master.
有一个故事是一指禅师的故事。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢?
It means, you know, when someone came to him, asked for, you know, questions, asked for answers to some very difficult issues or questions, he would give them one answer.
当有些人很多困扰的问题来问这师父的时候，他回答的方式都是一样的。
The answer was very simple.
他的答案是很简单的。
And then somehow the person is, oh yes, thanks, Master, thank you. Now I understand.
然后忽然那个询问他的人就恍然大悟说，哦，谢谢你，我现在了解了。
Everybody came to him, he gives him answer.
每一个人来问他问题，他同样的回应。
Somehow everybody got enlightened. Oh, thank you, Master. Now I understand. I know.
而也不知道为什么所有人都了解，说，哦，谢谢你，现在我了解了。
He's got this very little, you know, disciple there at the gate.
他有一个小徒弟。
He saw this every day.
那徒弟每天观察他。
He said, "This is piece of cake."
哦，这个很容易嘛。
I can do it myself.
我也可以。
So one day.
所以有一天呢。
When someone came to seek advice from the master.
有人来寻求他师父的时候。
Said, "Okay, don't trouble my master. Just ask me."
说啊，不要去烦我的师父，你可以问我。
Tell me what trouble you have.
你有什么问题？
So the guy explained to him his situation. He asked, "You know, can you give me advice?"
所以那个人就解释他的问题，说：“你可以帮助我吗？”
Then this little monk said, "Look at me."
所以这个小师傅说：“你看着我。”
Then this the guy, "What?"
但是那个人说：“哎，你什么意思呢？”
What? Many times he tried, but no, that the person was still very puzzled.
他尝试很多次，但那个人还是不了解。
So eventually he had to come to see the master.
所以最后他还是进去找他师父。
The master's answer?
然后师父怎么回答呢？
As you have thought. And suddenly said, "Oh, thank you, master."
然后突然说，恍然大悟说，哦，谢谢你，谢谢你。
So this little monk was very, very confused and puzzled. Then he came to master. Master, can you explain what happened here?
所以这个小徒弟很困扰，他不了解，所以来问他师父为什么这样。
How come I use your method one finger, it didn't work?
我说为什么我用同样的方式？
But your work.
一手指，但是不成功，但你却成功了。
Then the master said, "You want to know?"
师父说你要知道吗？
Show me your finger.
要看你的手指。
Yeah, quickly, you know, this little monk showed him his finger.
徒弟就伸出手指。
Then. The master pulled out his sword, 咔嚓！
然后师父拿出刀， 咔嚓了他的手指。
Then the little monk said, "Oh, now I know. Thank you, master."
说，哦，现在我了解了。
Do you know?
你了解吗？
No.
不了解。
Good. That means you are very wise.
很好，就是说你有智慧。
The moral of the story is that there's no such thing as formula.
这个故事要教导我们是没有方程式。佛教当中几千年前还了解了这个原理。But
a lot of Christians still don't get it.
或许今天我们基督徒我们却不了解。Christians
who receive special revelation from God.
我们有上帝特殊的启示。Don't
understand there's no such thing as formula for blessing.
但我们却不了解，对祝福而言是没有方程式的。God
is too great and too creative to be confined to one formula.
上帝实在太伟大了，他不能被一个方程式所约束。We
have to tell ourselves that all of us who are in Christ,
我们都在基督里，
are greatly blessed.
所有在基督里的人都蒙福。
But each of us is uniquely blessed.
但是我们的祝福是特殊的。
Definitely, there are commonalities between us in terms of God's blessing.
当然，在我们当中，我们有同样的祝福。
But there are also a lot of things which show that we are unique.
但是也有很多方面我们是特殊的。
Everyone's blessing is unique.
每一个人的祝福是独特的。
Don't compare yourself with the guy beside you.
不要跟你旁边的人来相比。
Every family is greatly blessed, but blessed uniquely.
每个家庭是蒙福的，但是是独特的福气。
So don't compare your family with another family.
所以不要对比你的家庭跟别人的家庭。
You will always feel that the grass somehow is greener over the other side.
你总是觉得别人的比你的好。
And don't compare your children with the children of your neighbor or another family.
更不要用你的孩子跟别人的孩子相比。
This will make you just disappointed and dejected.
你只会感到失望。
I talk to a lot of my friends here in Singapore and Australia and many other places.
我在不同国家跟好朋友谈话。
I notice a pattern in my friends when it comes to children.
我看到我朋友呢，他们孩子同有一个样式。
Their children either are doctors or lawyers.
他们的孩子都很成功。
Same pattern.
都一样的。
Then I ask myself, how come my children, you know, they're not into law and not into medical school?
那我问问自己，为什么我孩子这样？
I don't know. Something maybe.I'm not good enough.
可能我不够好。
My blessing is no, or maybe a lower when compared to my friends.
可能我跟我朋友比起来，我比较少祝福。
But looking at Abraham's story, I realized actually every one of us is blessed.
可是回到亚伯拉的故事中，我看到每一个人都是蒙福的。
Lawyer or no lawyer, doctor or no doctor.
有没有律师？有没有医生？
Every child is God's special blessing.
每一个孩子是上帝独特的祝福。
Don't feel small just because the children, your children do not get the kind of careers that your neighbors, you know, children have.
不要看到你孩子没法跟你邻居的孩子相比的时候，你就感到很失望。
You are still greatly blessed, only blessed uniquely.
你还是有大大的蒙福，只是你的福气是独特的。
So instead of being jealous,
所以与其感到嫉妒，
maybe we should ask ourselves,
或许我们要反思，
why my blessing is different from my neighbor?
为什么我的福气跟别人的不一样？
What is the purpose?
那个托付是什么？
What is the stewardship?
那托付，那我要怎么做管家？
Because that's the main thing.
因为那是主要的。
Another thing is also every church is blessed uniquely.
另外，每一个教会有独特的祝福。
We can learn from those great gurus or masters.
我们可以跟别的专家学习。
Those pastors who have grown their church to, you know, thousands of members.
那巨型教会的牧者。
Learn from them.
我们向他们学习。
But tell ourselves there's no guarantee that we can copy the results.
但是我们跟自己说，哦，我们不能同样的。有这一样的效果。
I've seen a lot. I've seen my own church. I've seen the churches in many people here and overseas. That every church somehow is blessed uniquely.
这是我所观察到的，每一个教会的福气是不一样的。
Don't tell your pastor how come our church is not like that. You're not like that church kind of thing.
不要告诉你牧者为什么我们教会不像另外一个教会。
I'm not saying that we should not grow.
我不是说我们不要成长。
I'm not saying that we should not change.
我不是说我们不要改变。
I'm saying that.Think of God's blessing as something uniquely yours.
要我们思想神的祝福是为我们量身定做的。
Instead of comparing ourselves with other churches, ask ourselves, what's our role in the kingdom of God?
与其是跟别的教会来相比，我们所要问的问题是，我在神国度里面有什么角色？
Because there's no such thing as formulaic stewardship.
因为从来没有这个方程式的意思。
Everyone is blessed uniquely.
祝福是个人性。
Then arising from this is probably is blessing then very individualistic.
祝福是个人性的吗？
Now we got to look back, the promise given to Abraham here.
回到神所给亚伯兰的祝福。
There is individual blessing here.
有个人的祝福。
Because God said to him, "I will bless you and make your name great."
因为神对他说，我会祝福你，叫你的名为大。
But following that, there is this universal blessing.
但同样有普世的祝福。
You will be a blessing, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
你要得福，但便叫别人得福，就是万族都要因你得福。
From individual to universal.
从个人到普世。
And they come as a package.
而他们是在一起的一套的。
You can't, you know, split them.
你不可以把它们分割出来。
You can't have one without the other.
你不能有一个祝福却没有另外一个。
In fact, God's idea is to bless us in order for us to bless others.
神要祝福我们，以致我们可以成为别人的祝福。
And this is what He said to Abraham: I will bless you so that.
这是他对亚伯兰所说的：我要赐福你。
So that you will be a blessing.
叫别人得福。
I like this purpose clause. So that the purpose of blessing you is that you will be a blessing to others.
我喜欢这个有目的性的句子。我所以要赐福你，是要你成为别人的祝福。
A blessing to who?
成为谁的祝福呢？
Well, a blessing to all the families or all the nations of the earth.
就是使万族都因你得福。
From individual to universal.
从个人到普世。
So our blessing.
所以我们的祝福
is some kind of universal stewardship.
是一种普世的托付。
We are called not just to enjoy God's blessing.
神给我们这个祝福，不单是让我们享受，
but also to be instruments of His blessing.
不仅仅让我们个人的享受，乃是我们成为别人的祝福。
It's not only unique, but also universal.
不单只是独特的，乃是普世的。
And this is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 3.
这也是保罗在加拉太书三章所说的。
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，叫万国都必因你得福。
The promise given to Abraham was realized 2,000 years ago.
上帝给亚伯兰的应许在2000年前已经应运了。
On Calvary,
就是在加略山。
And after his resurrection,
耶稣复活以后，
Jesus gave his disciples this great commission.
他把大使命传给他的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Why making disciples of all nations?
为什么万民做我的门徒呢？
Well, it's very clear. It's to fulfill God's promise that all the nation will be blessed.In Abraham or through Abraham's descendants,
这是很清楚的，因为他对亚伯兰应许是万国借着亚伯兰的后裔得福。
And today,
而今天
，the Great Commission shows that promise is now being fulfilled.
大使命啊，已经在被应运中。
It also means all the children of Abraham should remind themselves of this stewardship.
所以所有属于亚伯拉罕的人也要必须提醒自己，我们有这个托付。
However, in history, no one noticed some descendants of Abraham are not so faithful.
可是我们回到历史当中，我们看到有些亚伯拉罕的后裔却是悖逆的。
They are disobedient children of Abraham.
他们不听神的话。
Jonah is one of them.
比如约拿。
Jonah was called to preach God's word to the Ninevites.
神呼召约拿去尼尼微人传福音。
But due to some reasons, Jonah refused to do that.
但为了某个原因，他却不愿意听。
Instead of going to Nineveh, he decided to go to Tarshish.
他没有去尼尼微，他跑去他斯。
We don't know why.
不知道为什么。
But the context seems to suggest that he hated the Ninevites.
可是从语境中，我们看到他很讨厌这些尼尼微人。
These were the enemies of Israel.
这是以色列人的敌人。
These were notorious for their cruelty.
这些人呢，他们是出了名非常暴力的。
Jonah also maybe is not comfortable with the Gentiles.
可能约拿也对外邦人感到不舒服。
Being a Hebrew, I think he would feel that he was very special.
因为成为希伯来人，他觉得自己很特殊。
If you read his story in chapter 1, you know, he in the boat that is on the way to Tarshish, he separated himself from the rest of the passengers who were all Gentiles.
从约拿书第一章，当他往他斯的路上，他与其他的外邦人分离了。
And when eventually God forgave the Ninevites, he was angry.
而最后，当神怜悯饶恕尼尼微人的时候，他也感到很愤怒。
There's no such thing that you know to bring God's blessing to the nations.
而他没有要把这个神的福气传给万邦的意思。
Jonah would tell himself, blessing should stop here.With me and with my people.
耶拿所说的，神的祝福在我族人的身上就停止。
You see a similar thing among the Pharisees during Jesus' days.
在耶稣时代，我们看法利赛人的时候也是一样。
All pagan people, they are all either dogs or other unclean creatures.
这些外邦人就是像狗一样，是污秽的。
They do not deserve God's blessing.
And
Jesus had a lot of confrontation with them on this issue.
所以耶稣常为着这个问题跟他们有冲突。
Even Jesus' best disciple Peter had some problems with this commission.
就像耶稣最好的门徒彼得对这个使命也有些的困扰。
God had to show him a special vision three times to encourage him to go to Cornelius' house to preach the gospel.
上帝要三次给他一个异象，他才愿意到这个哥尼流这个外邦人的家去传福音。
When he went to Cornelius' house, he preached the gospel. The Holy Spirit came upon them. He realized, "Who am I to stop the gospel to reach these people?"
他需要哥尼流家传福音的时候，看到圣灵的工作的时候，他才说：“啊，我为什么要阻止神的工作呢？”
But unfortunately, Peter was not always like that.
但可惜的，他生活不一定是一致的。
And one day he ran, into trouble with the Apostle Paul.
有一天，他跟保罗起了冲突。
Because he decided not to have meals with Gentile Christians.
因为他不愿意跟外邦的基督徒一起吃饭。
And Paul had to confront him on this one.
所以呢，保罗就跟他有了冲突。
Look at these people.
看看这些人。
These are religious people.
这些有宗教的人。
Jonah was a prophet of God.
约拿是一个神的先知。
Peter was the best disciple of Jesus.
彼得是耶稣的首位门徒。
But they all struggle with this blessing for the nations.
可是他们同样为这个成为多国祝福的一个观念的一个挣扎。
They found a very sort of obstacle to get over in order to reach those people outside their culture.
对这他们文化以外的人传福音做见证，对他们来说是一个很大的拦阻。
Now I think that Chinese are very similar to the Jewish people.
或许我们华人跟犹太人有相似点。
Why?
为什么？
Because like them, we are very good at making money.
同样的，因为像他们，我们喜欢赚钱。
Where we are hardworking people.
我们也很努力。
However, similarly, we also have this tendency. To be blessed, but not easy to share our blessing.
可是同样的，有时候我们经历了祝福，但我们也不愿意去跟别人共享这个福气。
Jewish people love to be blessed.
犹太人喜欢被神祝福。
They also love to keep the divine blessing within their race, their family, their clans, and the religion.
可是他们也渴望把神的这个祝福限制于他们自己、他们的家庭、他们的家族、他们的宗教。
Not willing to be a blessing to other nations.
不愿意成为别人的祝福。
Chinese Christians may have these problems.
我们承认华人的基督徒是否是如此？
When it comes to salvation, we focus on individual blessing.
或许我们在讲到救恩的时候，我们只是强调自己的祝福。
We love to be blessed.
我们爱经历福气。
When we talk about sharing this blessing or sharing the gospel, we think of our family members or clans or our own race.
想要传福音的时候，我们想要自己的同样同胞。
For a lot of Chinese-speaking churches, find it difficult to cross over, to cross the line to another culture to share the gospel.
很多华人的基督徒的教会就觉得要把这个福音传到别的文化是很困难的。
I'm glad to hear that this is not the case here in QBC.
可是来到教会听到你们的消息，我觉得你们不一样。
There are quite a number of young people from the church have gone to mission fields, reaching out to people of other nations.
在我们当中，好多年轻人成为宣教士，成为跨文化的宣教士。
If we have stopped at just being blessed,
如果我们只是蒙福了，
we miss the other half of God's blessing.
就那里停止，我们就错失了另一半的祝福。
We just confine ourselves to individual blessing.
我们只是经历了个人的祝福。
We don't experience universal blessing.
我们没有经历普世的福气。
We just half of the blessing.
所以我们只有一半的福气。
If you are in this kind of situation,
那如果你是这样子，
it's time to think of the blessing that you have been receiving.
你应该时候去思考你经历了什么祝福。
Do you have the missing half?
你是不是也少了一半？
Is it time to break out of this?
你是否是要跨越出这个舒适窝？
To reach people of other races?
去把福音传给别的种族的人？
Paul strongly felt this when he wrote the letter to the Christian in Rome.
使徒保罗在写信给罗马的基督徒的时候，他有这样的一个强烈的感受。
He said, "I'm under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish." So I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
他说，无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。 所以情愿尽我的力将福音传给他们。This
is a faithful descendant of Abraham.
他是一个忠心的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
If you want to imitate Paul,
如果你想跟保罗一样,
God has provided a lot of platforms.
神给我们很多的平台,
even in this church,
就算在这教会当中,
you find those platforms.
我们有这种平台,
you can do evangelism within the same culture.
在文化当中传福音,
and reach your family members, your relatives, and people of the same race, you know, with the gospel.
去见证给我们家庭, 我们家族,
but don't stay there.
但不要在这里停留,
try cross-culture mission.
没有挂文化的这个宣讲,
QBC has that platform.
而我们教会也有这样的平台,
it has set up some missionaries to different places in the region.
拆出一些宣教士,
if you think that you're not suitable to be in the mission field, you can pray.
如果你觉得你呼召不是成为宣教士, 你可以祷告。
By praying, you're having a part in this universal stewardship.
你在祷告中也有跟他们分享这样的一样的托付。
And on top of that, you can also give, you know, missions your financial support.
或者在基金上的支持。
All these are important.
这些都很重要的。
All these are to experience the other half of God's blessing.
这些让我们经历神祝福的另一半。
So that our experience of God's blessing will be full.
以致我们可以完全的经历神的祝福。
It's time to conclude my sermon.
让我结束。
Let's look at blessing as stewardship.
让我们来看祝福的时候, 明白它是一个托付。
Which is originally ours.
原本是属于我们的。
Not just a gift.
不单单只是一个礼物。
But also stewardship.
但也是要做一个管家。
And it's given to us uniquely.
它也是为我们量身定做的托付。
Look at our unique blessings.
看看我们自己独特的祝福。
And ask God what you want me to do.
然后问上帝说你要我做什么。
And don't forget that unique, but it is also universal.
最后不要忘记, 虽然是独特的祝福, 但它也是一个普世的托付。
We are blessed in order to bless others.
我被蒙福了, 祝福了, 我要成为别人的祝福。
So church,
所以教会,
how long have you been in this church?
你在这间教会有多久了?
How long have you been Christian?
你成为基督徒多久了?
How many blessings have you received from the Lord?
你从神那里领受了多少的福气?
Have you ever asked yourself, what have I done to God's blessing?
你有没有问这个问题? 我如何处理神给我的祝福?
It's time to ask this question.
是时候问问这个问题。
How's our stewardship like?
你对神的托付又如何呢?
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Church, my brothers and sisters, the Lord has spoken to you.
弟兄姐妹, 上帝已经对你说话了。
It is time to reflect.
现在我们要反思。
And talk to him directly.
跟他回应。
Tell him what's in your heart.
跟神倾诉你的心。
Look at the blessings you've enjoyed so far.
看看你生命中所享受的祝福。
Count your blessings.
数算你的祝福。
At the same time now, tell him what you want to do with those blessings.
同时也跟神说你要怎么去处理回应这些祝福。
What kind of stewardship he has for you.
他给你的托付是什么?
Talk to him.
跟他对话。
He's listening.
他在聆听。
Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for listening to our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
是的主，我们祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。